you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
Today on the LA Report. A hearing today on an Orange County murder case is the latest connected to a scandal alleging misconduct by the prosecution. Public input begins this week on the Los Angeles City budget, but there's not a lot of flexibility in the spending plan. And forest managers fret over the spread of a bug that kills California oak trees.
The most concerning is it getting to the Santa Monica Mountains, where most of that area is oak woodland.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 29th. I'm Suzanne Watlate, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. A hearing scheduled for today is the latest chapter in Orange County's long-running jailhouse snitch scandal. The hearing will center on allegations that a former Orange County prosecutor orchestrated efforts to cover up widespread misconduct by police and other law enforcement. The allegations include conspiring to withhold evidence from defendants that could have helped their case. Charges in dozens of other criminal cases have been dropped or lessened because of the misconduct. In today's hearing, a judge is being asked to dismiss charges in another high-profile murder case. The greater Los Angeles area has made strides in cutting smog over the decades, but the region still ranks as the smoggiest in the country. LAist's Kevin Tidmarsh says that's the finding of the American Lung Association in a new survey.
San Bernardino is the number one county for ozone pollution, with Riverside and Los Angeles counties in second and third. All three counties also made the top 15 for annual pollution of particulate matter, like dust and soot. The region has led the annual pollution rankings for 24 of the last 25 years. But there's been some improvement. The number of polluted days has decreased every year since 2000. For LAist 89.3, I'm Kevin Tidmarsh.
Happening today, activists plan to call on the president of USC to open up dialogue in response to protests on campus over the war in Gaza. They say that this morning they'll be renewing a protest that started last Wednesday and resulted in 93 arrests. Meanwhile, in Westwood at UCLA, fights broke out yesterday between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel supporters after a barrier was breached meant to separate the opposing groups. And we'll be keeping an eye on today's developments for you. The City of LA's financial planning season is in full swing, with the first public budget hearings happening this week. It's a $12.8 billion spending plan. Much of the money is tied to dedicated funds, which limits the scale of changes the city can make year to year. Former city controller Ron Galperin says, think of the funds like a trip to the grocery store requiring you to pay separately for most of what is in your basket.
You can only use one account to buy tomatoes, and you can only use another account to buy cucumbers, and yet another account to buy your milk. Imagine how complicated that would be to just get out of the checkout line.
You can find a story about ways to help understand the Los Angeles City budgeting process at LAist.com. Coming up, a couple of Climate Monday reports for you, including how a noisy ocean is getting louder and why that's not great for the creatures who live off the Southland coast.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist has a new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of some of your favorite LA restaurants to find out how and why they do what they do. I'm Austin Cross. Join me for the first event where we'll explore how restaurants help make a neighborhood and we'll all have something delicious to eat afterwards. It's May 22nd at the Crawford. Get your tickets now at LAist.com/events.
Back now to the LA report. The gold-spotted borer has killed at least 80,000 trees in San Diego County since the 1990s. Now the tiny spotted bug is doing damage in the counties of Los Angeles, Orange, and Riverside. LA County Fire Deputy Forester Melissa Valenti says that the beetles could travel farther.
The most concerning is it getting to the Santa Monica Mountains, where most of that area is oak woodland.
The La Jolla Band of Luiseno Indians plans to manage the pests on its reservation with cultural burns next month, scorching the lower parts of the oaks to stop the beetles from reproducing. In your neighborhood, you can spot such an attack by searching for small white larvae in the bark of oak trees. The ocean off the Southland coast has gotten a lot noisier since container ships showed up, according to the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. LAist science reporter Jacob Margolis explains why this is not so great for marine life.
The new paper estimates that the ocean's gotten about 15 decibels louder, or the difference between my voice now and my voice now. The Los Angeles and Long Beach ports are some of the busiest in the world, and ships pass right through the Santa Barbara Channel to get to them. That's also where humpbacks and blue whales feed. The noise can disrupt whale migratory patterns, their ability to communicate, and find food. Officials are trying to address the issue by asking ships to slow down so they create less noise. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jacob Margolis.
In the forecast, it'll be sunny after low clouds clear today with highs in the 70s to around 80 degrees from the beaches to the coastal valleys, the Antelope Valley, and the Inland Empire. In the Coachella Valley, it'll be hot and breezy with highs topping out at around 94 degrees, windy in the mountains as well. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
All 7 states on the Colorado River may have to cut back water, but not everyone agrees on how. From Coloradans who blame others for the crisis.
There continues to be a look upstream to solve a problem that we did not create.
To farmers who may lose their livelihoods.
We don't want to cut equal with everybody else.
Will they reach a deal in time? Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.